When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
It's December 16th, 2024, people. Good morning. Happy Victory Monday to everybody. Thanks for tuning in to The Junks on 106.7 The Fan. You can also hear us on 910 The Fan in Richmond, VA. And, of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, all presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. And as I mentioned, it is a Victory Monday presented by Chiniga Mios, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. And the Christmas vacation schedule has officially started. It's a two-man show for at least the first 4 days this week. It's the EB and Biff show because JP and Cakes are on vacation.
Of course,
Matt and Mike behind the glass. And it is a Victory Monday. What's up, Mr. Bickle?
How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Happy Victory Monday to you.
Yep. Much better spirits today than I was sort of towards the end of the game. I was very dejected at the end of the game, but
yeah,
it's all good. Got the dub, and we're on to the next.
It's one of those things where, okay, they didn't play very well, especially in the second half. It wasn't a well-played game, in my opinion, besides a couple of nice touchdown throws to Terry McLaurin from Jaden, and Jaden was very solid. McLaurin was very good, but you know, sacked 8 times. They had 9 penalties, and of course, there was some controversy at the end of the game there with the clock not stopping on the first down. But we'll get into that. But a win's a win.
A win's a win. They got the dub. Just need one more,
and they got to 9-5. I mean, it looks like 10 wins should lock them up. We've been talking about that.
I believe the first time they've been 9-5 since 1993.
Yeah.
I believe that's which is really an incredible thing to think about, to put it in context. So as disappointing and frustrated as we might have been, those of us that are fans towards the end of that game, you got to just really sit back and relax and go, man, feels great to be 9-5.
Yeah.
And you know what? We got a juggernaut coming up this week, division rival. It's going to be a hell of a game.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be dogs.
Yes.
But enjoy the W.
But it's not easy to get wins, especially on the road. I mean, it's not like the Commanders are a juggernaut or they're the best team in the league. So even when they're playing bad teams on the road, sometimes it might be a little dicey. And things have to go your way, but man, that would have been a bad loss the way it could have ended.
They almost effed around and found out.
Yes.
Almost did, but they pulled it off.
Yeah, I mean, outscored 19-6 in the second half. And of course, Spencer Rattler was the one who got him back into it.
Hey, credit to him, man. He went out there and balled out.
He did. He threw some really nice balls. He wasn't sacked at all. Haner was not good. And they pulled Haner, obviously. And, it was just a couple different things happened there late in the game where Rattler got them down to the three and they got the first down, but the clock did not stop for about 4 or 5 seconds, and it should have. And I was looking at the clock going, why isn't the clock running?
This, I mean, the clock did stop, and it should have kept running.
The clock stopped, yeah, and it should have kept running for 3 or 4 seconds, and, of course, allowed them to spike it, and then they score and then go for the two and didn't get it. But a fortunate win, but a 20-19 win for the Commanders
to get
to 9-5.
The thing is just one or two things go their way, and then it's a lot, you know, a lot easier game.
Yeah.
You know, obviously everyone points to the McLaurin connections there that were just off just by a little bit.
Yep.
The good news is again, Jaden protected the ball. Yeah, it got a little dicey there with a couple of those little balls he put on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But just thrilled with what Jaden brings to this football team. I was surprised he didn't run the ball a little better, to be honest with you. I mean, what?
You mean as a team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Jaden was fine, but just like the running backs, kind of expected to get a little bit more there. What an addition Lattimore was. I mean, you would talk about the epitome of a shutdown corner. They didn't even look his way.
Right, correct.
I mean, how amazing
is
that?
And Scantley had two catches.
So, I mean, that's not going to happen every week, but if you can largely just take out like half the field or one guy.
That's big.
That's huge. Yeah. And I think St. Juice was on the wrong side of that, right? Because I think he wasn't on the field as much because Iguanabe, I can't say his name. I'm sorry.
Iguanabe, yeah.
He and Sandstrom were the other guys more often than not.
Yeah. And there were a couple of injuries in the game. We'll see how that works out for the rest of the week. But obviously, Zach Ertz with a concussion. And then Chin went out.
He said he was fine. He was knocked out cold.
He was.
So, you know, he's going to be dicey for next week.
Yep. So those guys are in the protocol. But a win is a win. 9-5, 20-19. Daniels had some really, he was sacked 8 times. I thought a couple times he held on to the ball a little too long.
For sure.
But, you know, there were guys just. They were just weren't open. I mean, New Orleans did a really good job.
Well, they did a good job with their pressures.
Yeah, they did.
You know, and I don't know if it's stunts, whatever it was. I mean, they were kind of coming at him at waves, and you got to tip your cap to Chase. Chase had one of his more dominant games.
Yeah.
So good on him.
If he would have played like that with Washington, he'd still be there.
He'd still be here. Exactly.
Right.
So I mean, you know, he was posing a little bit. You know, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You have your moment. He pressured for more than like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
He like stayed with it, which has kind of always been the deal with him. But hey, got away with it. That they're a tough team in a sense that they never gave up. I like their head coach. I like the fight. You know, he's their interim guy. Yeah. But I like the fight that he has.
Yeah. Remember how pissed he was after the clock had stopped and the missed field goal from Greg Joseph?
For sure. Because, you know, he knows if you give him a second chance, he's going to bury that. I understand why DQ went for the field goal.
I didn't like that call.
Well, it's in the dome. You expect to make those.
I know.
It's long. And,
but especially after you missed the one. I didn't agree with that. I felt like they should punt and make Rattler go, you know, the entire field.
Yeah.
And I had it in my gut that he was going to miss that.
Yeah, I kind of thought he might miss it too, but I understood it. You're inside. And, you know, remember, I told you I expected our kicker to go perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I actually didn't expect it to be Joseph. I guess I technically owe Cakes money because they had a different kicker, but it was because of injury.
It was.
But
right.
I think I technically owe him $2 on that.
Yeah, he was inactive. I thought he was going to be fine because we hadn't heard anything bad about him. You know, we knew he was battling something, but we thought he would play.
Technically, wouldn't Cakes owe you $2 because Zane didn't miss a field goal?
I don't think so.
If he wants the $2 that
much. I don't think I can. I don't think I don't have the balls to argue that one. Valdez, I like it. Hey, by the way, we're both we're wearing the same sweatshirt today. I'm going to try your sweater.
The Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Valdez gave me his Vineyard Vines sweater that he said was too itchy.
Yeah, have fun with that wool.
I wear wool a lot. I think I'll be okay with it, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. I'll report back to you. But yeah, I could tell you that watching that game, it was a weird game because it was almost boring.
It was a tale of two halves.
It was almost boring for a lot of it because I felt like we were by far the better team. But it was, you know, we weren't putting up enough points, and we let them hang around. And then it got interesting late, you know, you kind of, you're clenching your butt cheeks there towards the end. And I guess you could say it got, I wouldn't say necessarily exciting, but there was more drama towards the end. But for a lot of the game, I felt like it was kind of a snoozer. It was kind of a quiet, chill game. I mean, so what's a few good plays? I mean, the throws to Terry, especially I think it was the first one. Which was the one where he threw it to, where Robinson was in the end zone with him.
Oh, yeah.
And he came across. Was that the first touchdown?
That was the first one, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was a spectacular play by Jaden.
Yeah. And McLaurin was just, I mean, just to catch the ball in traffic like that in the end zone. I know he had a couple drops, but that was huge. And, of course, the second one to put him up 14.
I can't remember the second. Remind me the second one. I can't visualize it.
That was Jaden kind of scrambling around again and found McLaurin. McLaurin just started out on the right side and then just crossed the middle of the end zone, and he found him.
Yeah.
I mean, Jaden was under pressure the entire game.
Yeah, I really thought he was. And, you know, look, Biadasz, I guess, had to was out there in the pregame, was sick. They tried to give it a go.
Yeah, he couldn't go.
He couldn't go. And I think that probably had a lot to do with it.
You wonder if New Orleans had started Rattler, if that game would have been, you know, a lot tighter, certainly in the first half, and maybe it could have gone a different direction.
Could have been. The interception that Haener threw was hilarious.
Yeah.
That was like a classic rookie mistake.
Correct.
When he threw that up. Good on Sanderschill for making the play.
Yeah, I mean, he posed no threat. He threw one or two nice balls, but he really posed no threat. And Rizzi obviously agreed. And he said, you know what? We got to get Rattler in there because he's going to move the ball down the
Rattler
field.
Rattler did a nice job. You know, and I don't know what was going on with Kamara because he went out. What was his injury?
He had a groin.
He had a groin?
Yeah. And then they brought in Miller. Miller can move.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he kind of sparked them a little bit. But, again, a win's a win. Get to 9-5. Play the Eagles. And that game means a lot more for the Eagles now since Detroit lost because they're going for that one seed. But, I don't know. I just felt like, you know, certainly in the first half they were dominant, but I just didn't feel like they played that great of a game. I mean, nine penalties, eight sacks, dropped
balls.
They
had a lot of mistakes, but they did have the ball for almost 40. They did have it for over 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. It was kind of, they kind of like lulled you in there. But give the Saints credit. They hung in there, and they certainly could have stole it at the end. And I basically figured they were going to convert the two-point conversion. I'd kind of already written it off in my brain. So to escape with a win was huge. And after sleeping on it, I'm okay with it. It's life. The NFL's week to week. Listen, I'm a diehard Skins fan, but I'm gonna pick the Eagles. I think the Eagles should be favored. Hopefully, though, that this lights a fire in them and they play a little tighter game this week against Philly. Obviously, you can't afford to give up eight sacks. They're going to have to connect on a couple of those deep shots.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of hate when you just... You nickel and dime, and then everything kind of hangs on a deep shot.
That's just the way football is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Drabby, do we have this on audio with the miss clock management?
No, that's just the response from Hockley.
Really, it was really bizarre where the guy's running in there and you see him waving the clock off. And I'm assuming someone on the sideline said timeout.
And he's running to spot the ball.
It's the only thing you can think.
The ref just had a brain fart. Like it was college.
Yeah,
and
but I mean, is he a college ref?
First down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the only thing I could think. I mean, obviously you think college, but the only thing I could think is maybe somebody screaming timeout. I don't know.
So I guess referee Sean Hockley, I'm guessing Sean Hockley is that Ed Hockley's son? Or
I think so, yeah.
He was asked at the end of the game, or after the game, why the clock had stopped. And he said, the covering official mistakenly stopped the clock in that situation. The clock should have not stopped. We all know that. And then the question was there any consideration of reviewing the stoppage? Was there anything that could you guys have done after the fact? He said, nope, it's not a situation that's reviewable. So they just had to live with it. And he was also asked when he was aware of the mistake. And Hockey said, that's all I have for you. The covering official mistakenly stopped the clock at 9 seconds. And it should have been kept running. That was probably a 4 or 5 second difference there. Spiked the ball. and they were able to score the touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a disaster there, but...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like, I kind of like what Jaden said. If we had scored points, that wouldn't even be an issue. I don't even like to focus on it. Mm-hmm. You know, brain fart, I guess, by the official.
Yeah.
But we just, you know, we could have salted that game away. We had several opportunities and didn't. And,
yep.
But and they're fortunate to get away with the dub, and I think the guys know that. So,
but can you imagine losing that game the way it all kind of played out?
Sure, I've lived that for the last 30 years. I do that about 4 or 5 times a year.
That would have been a bad loss, especially with the clock situation.
But it's not.
But it's not. All right, run it back. It's Victory Monday, 9-5. And Jaden was really, really good. That 3rd-and-14 run where he got 25 yards.
That's why he's special.
That was a massive play.
He also had, and I was thinking of Drabby, he had a couple tight window throws.
Yeah.
You know, like over linebackers, very little space, you know, in front of corners and safeties.
Yeah.
That I thought were really impressive. But, you know, certainly they had some issues there in the pocket, and they brought a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I don't know what their track record is, like in terms of how well they've been pressuring quarterbacks this year, but they certainly gave us fits.
Yeah, and Chase Young had his best game of the year.
Well, maybe I think they said the week before, didn't they say he had like 8 or 9 pressures or or 9 hurries or whatever the hell
he
had?
I mean, I guess
had.
When you look at the sack column, he's not always in there, but he does. He's getting to the quarterback more often than he was
here. He is a freak. He's a freak. It's all about effort with Chase, I think.
All right, on the show this morning, we're going to have John Keim, of course, covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. We're going to be talking to John next segment because he's getting ready to jump on a plane. Also, Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show on Team 980, will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. But when we come back, John Keim, stay with us. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.